The Ravages of Smallpox, Australia. From an historical journal of the transactions at Port Jackson and Norfolk Island, published in 1793 by John Hunter. I expressed much surprise at not having seen a single native on the shore or a canoe as we came upon the ship, the reason of which I could not comprehend until I was informed that the smallpox had made its appearance a few months ago among these unfortunate creatures. It was truly shocking to go round the coves of this harbor, which were formerly so much frequented by the natives, where in the caves of the rocks, which used to shelter whole families in bad weather, were now to be seen men, women, and children lying dead. Some were sitting on their haunches, with their heads reclined beneath their knees. Others were leaning against a rock, with their heads resting on it. I saw a woman sitting on the ground with her knees drawn up to her shoulders and her head resting on the sand between her feet.